Hey guys, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I'm going to be playing an excerpt from My Dyslexic Life from Vanessa Victor. It's on our YouTube channel, Truth About Dyslexia, so make sure you're subscribed. But this will give you a little bit of an idea of what Vanessa talks about on her sessions. She dives deep into a bunch of day-to-day challenges, how to overcome them, and a lot of aha awareness moments. That's what she's really into around dyslexia and neurodiversity. So in this episode, she talks about the spelling myth. It's nice, short, and sharp, but it talks about the spelling myth and dyslexia. So let's get going.
Hi, it's Vanessa Victor here, and welcome to My Dyslexic Life. Today I want to talk about spelling. Good old spelling, huh? You know, we had a flyer, a newsletter, come through our letterbox, and we have a group chat on our street. And a couple of people commented about this flyer. And then at the very end, a few people said, oh, you know, this estate agent makes the effort to drop a flyer in our letterbox, but doesn't make the effort to proofread it. You know, and that comment, it's so frustrating, because the common perception out there is that spelling is a sign of how clever you are. Now, I'm going to put my hand up here and confess, I didn't always think like I do now. Before I knew anything about dyslexia, before I realized I was dyslexic, and before I had a dyslexic child, I worked in HR. Now, I'm going to show my age here, but this is a long time ago, and emails were like the new thing. And really, most people still sent their CVs in on paper. And one of my jobs in the HR department was to open all of the CVs and, you know, do the initial kind of like yes, no. And it's really interesting because one of the things I would have looked at straight away was the spelling and grammar of the cover letter. And if there'd been spelling mistakes there, or if the grammar hadn't been that good, although disclaimer, I probably wouldn't have actually known if the grammar was good or not, because grammar wasn't my strong point. But anyway, if there was some mistakes in that letter, they would have gone in the no pile without even contemplating it. Now, you know, 20 years later, I am so passionate about changing the belief around dyslexia. And it's so insidious, isn't it? It's so ingrained in us to think that if there's a spelling mistake, that person is careless, or that person's lazy, or they obviously don't proofread their work, or, you know, they're not as intelligent, because how could you spell a word like "they're" wrong? And I am constantly amazed by how often this is picked up. And I actually went on to our group, I went on to the chat and actually put that just because they made a spelling mistake, it doesn't mean that person is careless. And, you know, we have these amazing tools now, spell checker and everything else. But of course, if you're dyslexic, spell checkers don't work. It's like being told to go and look something up in the dictionary. You actually need to know how to spell it before you can look it up in the dictionary. And how many times have you sat there in documents with little red squiggly lines under everything, and the spell checker can't even figure out what you're trying to say? Because, you know, we spell like we think it's going to sound. And of course, for a dyslexic, we don't spell using sound. But, you know, I don't want to talk too much about the mechanics of it. What I really wanted to focus on was just how prevalent it still is in this day and age that your spelling is a reflection of how, you know, how much effort you're putting in, or how clever you are, or how much you concentrate, or do you pay attention to detail? And it's such a wrong belief. You know, I really, really, really want every time you speak to someone, Maybe let's start talking about how spelling doesn't actually mean that we aren't clever or that we aren't focused or that we don't pay attention to detail. And, you know, there is that, that is the belief out in the world. And do you know what? Let's try and change that. Let's try and broaden people's minds. You know, at the end of the day, you don't know what you don't know. And I can remember being the mum of a child who was struggling to learn how to spell. Oh my goodness, we would spend days learning these spelling words. And, you know, I was Googling how to help your child learn how to spell and what can I do? And the teachers were saying, oh, go and write it outside in chalk, or, you know, throw a ball while you're spelling the word, or go and write it with water and a paintbrush. And I did so many different activities. I made flashcards. I can tell you what, there was a huge amount of effort going into spelling in our family. And what was really frustrating is actually, even though I'm dyslexic, I can actually spell really well. And for me, I just see a picture of the word. So I know if it looks right. And I just know the order of the letters, because it's like looking at a picture of your family and seeing your family members in the wrong order. I mean, to me, it is that visual. So it wasn't even like I could help my son spell. Because I could just spell, and I didn't know how I could spell, I just could. So that was frustrating as well. So actually, there was a huge amount of effort going in our house on trying to learn to spell. Of course, now with my training and my experience and with all the dyslexics I've worked with and with my own journey with dyslexia, I can understand completely what was going on. But it is still amazing how many people will pick up a little spelling mistake and assume a whole lot just from that one little mistake. So maybe we could all start to try and talk about this with anybody who'll listen. You know, a big part of what I want to do and what needs to happen is that belief change around dyslexia, is that shift in perception, you know, to spelling isn't a sign of intelligence. It isn't a sign that you're more capable or that you pay more attention to detail. Anyway, I feel like I've had a bit of a rant today, but it was just, you know, every time it happens, it kind of reminds me just how prevalent that belief is out there in the world, and just how much we need to be talking about it. And if someone picks you up for your spelling, do you know what a really great tip that someone told me was? You don't have to apologize. Don't say, oh, sorry. Just say, thanks for letting me know. And if you want to, you can say, thanks for letting me know. I'm dyslexic. So spelling is an area where I struggle a little bit. Or you could don't have to say that, and you can just say, thanks for pointing that out. I appreciate it. You know, let's take away all of this negative belief around spelling. So that's my dyslexic life for this week. I hope you're having a great week wherever you are in the world, and I look forward to seeing you again soon. Bye.